The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Mineral Area College basketball is on the air. J98, KREI, and the MIMO Info Sports Stream is your voice for Cardinal athletics. Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win.
Three-pointer blocked by Holmes. Holmes grabs it, racing the length of the floor. Right side layup, spins it in on the reverse layup. Kaylin Holmes.
Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for region championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Drives it, finds Rosas middle of the lane to O'Neal, who goes inside and jams it down and going to the free throw line. That's a drive with authority and wicked intentions.
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio, KREI, J98, and the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Now let's go courtside with Chad Speaker and Kevin Thurman for your pregame show.
Well, Jack Sadler engineering and operating our ball game today. Chad Speaker here, Mike's side. But for Kevin Thurman, well, we say happy birthday to him. A day well spent with family today for Kevin. So hope you have a great day, Kevin, or we're hoping for a great day for the Mineral Area College Cardinals as well. Two wins for the Cardinals yesterday. The ladies get a win, 73-71, a thriller yesterday over Southeastern Illinois. And then the men complete the day-long split sweep with a victory over Lengthier Prep last night in runaway fashion. It's the Three Rivers shootout here at Poplar Bluff. Brand-new building, the Libla facility here at Three Rivers, and a beautiful facility. Mineral Area College was on top against Southeastern Illinois yesterday by 15 points. Southeastern Illinois was able to get within 1 point of Mineral Area College twice late in that one, but the Cardinals managed to hold them off, a late free throw and then a steal with just a few seconds left by Ruby Benn, a freshman from Australia, and the Cardinals hanging on for the victory yesterday. Today, it's a meeting with Olney Central. The Lady Knights lost yesterday against the Three Rivers Ladies. No shame in that. The Three Rivers Ladies ranked 19th in the preseason, and they look to have a fantastic ball club. It was closer early, but Three Rivers ran away late in that one, 101-67. Mac defeated Olney Central here last year, but it was a very good close game, 63-59. And the Cardinals All-American Holly Forbes was a substantial presence in that contest, 22 points and 16 rebounds. In that one, no Holly Forbes this year, but some new players and I think a very talented squad. Looking forward to see what the Lady Cardinals are able to accomplish this season. Coming up next on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we'll talk with the coaches. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road of the Lettington exit. Online 24/7. Fleegs.com. Coming up next, we'll talk with Clint Burris, the head coach of Olney Central, and after that, it's Mineral Area College head coach Gary Cock. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on Super Talk 800.
Rolling hills, wooded forest, pasture, crops. If you've ever dreamed of having a place of your own in the country, we can help. So get back to your roots and back to the country with a fixed rate loan from First State Community Bank and our partner, Farmer Mac. We'll work hard to find the right financing for your recreational property. See the team today or visit fscb.com for more information. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story, and you could be a winner.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Great to be joined by Clint Burris now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show, only Central head man. And first of all, Coach, let's go back to yesterday and your opener against Three Rivers. And it was close for a long time, and Three Rivers kind of have that burst, and then they can roll up a bunch of points in a hurry. But how'd you feel about the opener for your team?
I thought we came out pretty well in the first half. I mean, we're young. We got a lot of freshmen. We started three freshmen yesterday, and playing here and just having that atmosphere. I mean, they came out and they showed us why they're one of the top 20 teams in the country preseason. Yeah. And like you said, they can score in a hurry, and you know, we kind of cut it down to 10 at the end of the first quarter into the second quarter, and we missed a blockout. They hit a three and then scored 7 or 9 straight points to start the second half, and you know, took it from a 10-point game to a 20 like that. And I thought we learned some things yesterday, and hopefully we're ready to regroup today.
Thing I noticed is you didn't have like a 20 or 25 point score, but you had really nice balance in terms of your offense.
Well, we're still learning where to get our scoring from. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously preseason, and you know, we're playing 7 freshmen and 5 sophomores, and only 2 of our sophomores played significant minutes last year. So we're trying to learn where our scoring comes from, and we're trying to stress who we want shooting the ball and who we want driving. And you know, sometimes we got the people we want driving shooting and the people we got shooting driving. So we're just trying to find our way, and then we come here for a reason. There, you know, we come here every year because we know we're going to play 2 of the best teams we're going to see all year. And you know, I'm a big believer in playing a tougher non-conference schedule because our region's tough. You know, we got Wabash Valley, Vincennes. We got some teams that we got to be able to compete with, and you know, this is that style of atmosphere. So you know, we come here for a reason, and you know, win, lose, or draw, you know, we're getting better today and yesterday.
I know you said you are still discovering how this team will play best, but what do you feel like the strength of the team might end up becoming?
You know, defensively, which I know yesterday it didn't look like that, but we've got some kids who really like to guard, and you know, we've got to learn how to play team defense and not selfish defense.
Right.
And that's you know, when you put all these kids together who have never played together, they were all the best player on their high school team, it's hard to sometimes learn how to play that team defense and offense. And you know, sometimes, you know, you are taking the most shots in high school, but that's not necessarily what we need you to be doing. And that, you know, like I said, it's all just those growing things and learning, you know, where we need to get our attacks and where we need our shots to come from. And you know, last year we had 8 sophomores, so they had been playing together for 60 games. And you know, I get frustrated sometimes because it doesn't look like that, but I got to remember 2 years ago they were just like what we are now. So that's the glory of junior college. You know, you got to get that good mix of freshmen and sophomores, and we actually 7-5, which is probably one of the best years I've had. But you know, with those 5 coming back, like I said, we only had 2 that played significant minutes for us last year, and so we're learning. We're learning how to play. We're learning to play at a different pace than we have before. And like I said, I think we got a chance to win some games this year, but we got to figure some things out as well.
What'd you see out of Mineral Area yesterday, Coach?
The same thing. Coach Cook always got them going. You know, they play hard. They can shoot the ball. Very scrappy. Very aggressive. And athletic. So we're going to have our work cut out for us today. And you know, he does a fantastic job. Him and Coach Palmer do a great job getting them ready to go.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Nice seeing you as well. Thank you.
Coach Burris joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And we're back after this on KREI.
Fleegs Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fleegs Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleegs Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Ledington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Great to be joined by Coach Gary Cuck now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. So, more encouraged that you were able to pull out a close game and win it, or more discouraged that you lost a lead?
That's a great question. You're always happy that you win, but sometimes you can be happier in a loss if you're playing really good and playing up and your game. Mm-hmm. Now, you can also be discouraged a little bit when you win if you play down and you don't make that progress that you're always saying and wanting to do. I always say, and I have for a long time. Now, when I was a younger coach, I probably would win, just everything about winning.
Yeah.
And here about the last 10 years, I would say that I've always preached success. And the winning will come, the losing comes. You know, we don't like to lose, but, you know, let's get success. Let's build. That's why you have a hard schedule.
Yeah.
So you can build from that hard schedule and be ready at the end of the year for championship basketball.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
And then if you have injuries along the way and things that might hurt that progress, that's life. That's basketball. That's baseball. That's everything.
Mm-hmm. Pulled it out in the end, 73-71 yesterday. And I don't know if I've seen anybody start a season hotter than Mason McWilliams. 14 in the first quarter. I mean, she just looked like she was shot out of a cannon yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. No, Mason is, you go to these October things, and like we always go to Lawrence, Kansas, and they have the shootout there with all the junior college teams, and we play three of them every year. And there's 150 to 200 university and college coaches there from all over. And, you know, certain people your phone rings off the hook for. And in my mind, you know, I always ask people, who do you like to see? And, oh, Mason McWilliams. And we don't get a lot of phone calls from Mason. Now she's getting some hits here lately. And you got to just let that stuff play out. But I agree with you. You know, I'm happy for her. And once she gets our defense on the weak side, I don't think there's going to be a better player in our region.
Wow, that's a good compliment. You know, you said you liked your perimeter players. You said you wanted to see what you'd get from your post players, you told me before the year. But Ree Papa had 17 yesterday and showed some good moves around the hoop for you.
Yeah, and she should have had 40. I'm real happy for her. Maybe this will give her the incentive to and the confidence to really be productive. I want her to be really successful. And I want Fatma to be successful. And she can be successful. Fatma's got some nice stuff. But real happy for Rion, yes.
Coach, somebody that to me really impressed me and want to get your read on it, didn't hit a field goal the whole game, Ruby Benn. I just thought she came in and made winning play after winning play.
Yeah, well, I think Ruby's special. You know, she had that. We're real lucky with her. She's another girl from Perth, like Haley Winters, our All-American from a couple years ago. But Ruby knows the game. She's a natural leader. You watch as the year progresses how that leadership's going to go over to her, I think. She knows the game. She wants to pass first type of point guard, and I like that, she's a special kid. We're lucky.
What'd you see out of Olney yesterday?
Well, they got in a buzzsaw late. Clint Burris is probably one of the better coaches around the Midwest, I think, in junior college. He loves Olney. He loves that area. I think he's from there. And And, you know, he was telling me before the this prelim stuff here that, you know, him and his dad tore their locker room apart this summer and rebuilt it, got some donations, and he loves where he is, and he does a great job. I don't care if he's 30 down or one down or five up, he's coaching all the time. You watch him today, he'll coach. He's a really good coach, and I admire him. And so you can't take anything that happened yesterday and apply it to their team or their coaching, because they'll be a different team today.
Yeah. All right. Olney and Mac coming up next. Coach Gary Cuck joining us on the Fleegs Equipment Pregame Show on KREI.
This is the Talk of the Parkland, KREI, Farmington. Follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at MyMoInfo.
Well, we're looking at a beautiful Sunday afternoon, 54 degrees, sun shining down here in Poplar Bluff. We'll check out the weather brought to you by the Don't Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Let's meet the starters. Brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Starting for Olney Central, Deja Snipes, a freshman. DeAndre Hunter is a freshman. Kim Weaver, 5'9", sophomore. Ariana Silva is a freshman, and Kyla Reed is a 5'10", sophomore. We'll do some numbers as we move along. Mac will start Taisha Mitchell, a 5'9", redshirt freshman from Sykeston. Mason McWilliams, a red-hot start yesterday, 5'9", sophomore, played high school Saxony Lutheran. Natalia Lalich is a 5'11", sophomore from Adelaide, Australia. Rihanna Rangi-Brown, 5'8", she's a freshman from Auckland, New Zealand. And also from Auckland, New Zealand, Ree Papa, a 5'10", sophomore. Our tip-off brought to you by New Era Bank. Easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank or online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. The tap is won by Taisha Mitchell and the Mineral Area College Cardinals. A quick three-pointer by Mason McWilliams on the right wing. Misses that one, and only Central has the basketball for the first time. Hunter, dribble weave, handoff to Snipes, back to Hunter, left corner, triple in the air from her, misses that one. Ree Papa scoops away the rebound, and Rangi Brown is on the run. Distributes to the left wing, this is Lalich. Lalich steps to her right, fires away, long two-point shot, and Natalia's on the board. Mineral Area College in their black unis, red numbers and letters with a white outline, gray uniforms by Olney. They've got blue numbers and letters with some white stripes as well. Uniform check brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when it matters most. SerenityHospiceCare.org. Here's a drive to the middle by Deja Snipes, and it's a foul whistled against Mineral Area College's Mason McWilliams. Mac 1-0, winner yesterday, 73-71. Held on after leading it by 15 earlier in the game. And for Olney Central, well, they got run. 100 points, 101 to 67. Three Rivers was able to defeat them yesterday in the first game of this classic. Ree Papa, pump fake, looks for a drive, lost the basketball. Kyla Reed picks it up. She's got a two-on-one brewing and a bouncer right side to Snipes, right back to Reed. Left side layup, blew it, missed it. Grabbed the rebound, though, and put it back in. So a 2-2 ball game. Reed with the score for Olney, and Natalia Lalich with a score for Mac. Lalich has it in the right corner, shovel to feet, and gets whistled for the traveling violation. Thanks for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. Happens every now and again. These ladies play a couple of Sunday games a year, and this is one of them. 8:35 and counting down in our first quarter. Ladies play quarters in college basketball, men play halves, and a screen set on Rangi Brown, and now a pass over there to Reed as she slipped the screen and then shuffled down the right side of the lane. And Taisha Mitchell was over there and fouled her. 2-2 score. Foul came on the ground. Olney Central Lady Knights with the basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Snipes to put it in play. Overhead pass to Silva. Silva now driving right of the lane. And another foul on Mineral Area College. And this is two quick ones on Taisha Mitchell. So Gary Cuck may have to go to his bench early in this one. Went to his bench early and often yesterday, but not be out of necessity. This is just a good deep ball club. But three early fouls by Mac. Kim Weaver works with it, 5'9", sophomore, averaged 4.5 points for this team last year, scored six in the meeting against Mack. They really only have three players that played substantial minutes, two that played major minutes for this team last year. And a moving screen whistled right there on Kyla Reed, and Mineral Area College will have the basketball back. Taisha Mitchell comes out with the two personal fouls, and Ruby Benn, who I just thought played fantastic yesterday, into the ball game now for Mack. Ruby had two quick assists on some great drives yesterday, just as soon as she got into the ball game, brings the ball up the floor. A three-pointer by Lalich, shoots it, then runs down the floor as if she knew it was going in, but it didn't, and only has the rebound. Kim Weaver throws it up the floor to Deja Snipes, 5'5 freshman. And now they work it back over to the right wing to Ariana Silva. Not a real big squad, only Central. They are pretty quick, and Silva drives right to the lane and throws it off the window for two, and a 4-2 lead for Olney. Mack with a slow start here on offense as Ben drives and then throws the assist to Ree Papa just in front of the free throw line, who rattles home the 12-footer. So Ruby Ben starting today exactly like she started yesterday, with the drive, the draw, and the dish, and setting up a teammate for the score. Silva goes right around the defense for the second time in a row, and she's got two quick buckets and 4 points and a 6-4 lead for Olney Central. Silva very quick, and now a steal by Reed, and Reed and Silva are out on the run. Here's Silva right back to Reed, middle of the lane, throws up the shot, missed it. Mineral Area College has the rebound. Baseball pass up ahead. This is Mason McWilliams driving 1-on-2, missed the layup, but fouled by DeAndrea Hunter. First foul by Hunter, and that'll send Mason McWilliams to the free throw line. Mason was just spectacular yesterday, scored 14 in the first quarter, 17 in the first half, ended up with a team-high 22 points. Was just fantastic, did everything right, it seemed. Hit threes, drove the basketball, mid-range, everything really working for, hit some free throws. McWilliams, though, misses the front end of the two-shot foul here. Kiana Williams over at the scorer's table, apparently going to come in for Mason McWilliams, as Mason misses both free throws there. So great start for yesterday, maybe a rough start today as she misses those free throws. And Olney Central now has the lead and the basketball. Olney gets it quickly to the left corner. Three-pointer up by Weaver, missed it. Ree Papa has the rebound, trying to clear it. She's double-teamed, thought she got hammered, no call. Ball comes loose. Weaver grabs the loose ball, turns and scores it. Boy, Reed really got hit hard, and now one of the Olney Central players is down as well, and a timeout on the floor. An 8-4 lead for Olney Central, and we're back here at Three Rivers on the other side of this one-minute timeout on KREI.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at twincitytoyota.com.
Stephanie Nwanko checking in for Olney Central. Nwanko, 5'8 freshman. Full court press by Olney Central right here. Ree Papa trying to help the guards, and they break the timeline out of the left corner. Lalich, quick trigger on the three, missed it. She's 0 for 3 so far outside of the arc. Get her heated up. She can make a big difference. Now here's the three launched by Silva, and she pumps that one through. Ariana Silva with 7 points. She went right around the MAC defense early for two scores and goes outside for three. MAC defense with breakdowns on each of those, and that's what Coach Cuck spent the timeout doing, is getting into his ball club before those offenses, as Ree Papa gets it deep in the lane and powers her way to the hole as she hooks it up from the left side. Ruby Benn steals it away. Ben now pushing it back into the forecourt. An 11-6 lead for Olney Central. They were on top, 11-4. Ben back to Papa, middle of the lane. And Papa's got 6 points and 2 assists from Ruby Ben on those 6 points. 4 straight points for Papa. And Mineral Area College is within 3 as Ben steals it away again. Ben's on the move. Left side of the pass. That's to Kiana Williams. She'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. But, boy, Ben, when Ben came in yesterday, she made such a difference in doing the exact same thing here today as Lalich checks out and Shanti Henry checks in, a freshman from Andover, Kansas. I've always thought that if you go to the free throw line and make your free throws, if somebody sets you up for that shot, they should get the assist. That's not the way the rules work, but this is my opinion, because Ruby Ben is the reason that Kiana Williams is at the free throw line right now. But Key misses the free throw, and Mineral Area College is 0 for 3 from the free throw line here early on. If they'd have made them all, we'd been tied at 11. I know you can't expect them to make them all, but you can expect them to make some of them, and now Kiana Williams does, and Mack is 1 for 4. So 11-9, it's been 5 straight points for Mack, and thanks in large part to Ruby Ben, who gets her hands caught in the cookie jar this time as she was guarding DeAndrea Hunter. So Ben has her personal. Team foul number 4 for Mack. But Ben impressive today, just as she was yesterday. Ruby, a freshman out of Perth, Australia. Last player out of Perth, Australia that played for Coach Cuck was an All-American, Haley Winter. Over to the left wing, that was 2 years ago. Over to the left wing, Silva. Silva with the hair piled high on her head, looking to drive on Rangi Brown. Crossover dribble once and twice. Lost the dribble, and Mineral Area College dives on the floor. 2 Mineral Area College players on the floor after the basketball. The first one there, Kiana Williams, who was only playing help side defense and came from 10 feet out to dive on the floor. Great hustle by Key right there. Alternate possession, and it stays with Olney Central. 4:53. Remaining here in our first quarter of play, and an 11-9 lead for Olney Central. They were up 11-4. The shot clock violation as Rangi Brown plays some good defense in the half court, and Mineral Area College will have it back to with a chance now to tie or take the lead. Kiana Williams, Rangi Brown on the floor, Ruby Ben. You've got 3 very good ball handlers, and they fire it to Ben on the right wing now. She drives right of the lane, takes it all the way through. Can't hit the shot, but she will go to the free throw line. That foul whistled on Allie Willis in the ballgame for the first time. And Ruby goes to the free throw line. Ben, I thought, made one of the major impacts on the game yesterday. Did not hit a field goal, but she did hit 5 free throws. Ruby misses this one. Mineral Area College won for their first 5 from the free throw line. Ben will get another try at it here. Ruby bends the knees, flips the right wrist, and misses that one. So Mack 1 for 6 from the foul line. To the right corner, Hunter. Hunter guarded by Henry. And they work it back outside. Now here's a drive by Willis down to the right baseline. Coach Cuck just stomping and stalking those sidelines, trying to encourage his defense. And now here's Willis coming off of a dribble weave handoff. Back out front, Hunter. Hunter trying to drive it on Henry. Henry all over her defensively, but not fouling her. Terrific job defensively. Ben grabbed the rebound, then she was quickly tied up by Silva. Alternate possession comes to Mineral Area College. So a chance once again for Mack to tie or take the lead. Full court pressure here by Olney Central. In the backcourt, Rangi Brown going to bring it up the floor. A hyphenated last name, her first name Rihanna, last name Rangi Brown. And as Rihanna brings it across the half-court stripe, she's fouled by Ariana Silva. Macy Robbins checking in now for Olney Central. Both Olney and Mineral Area College have gone 8 deep on their bench. Robbins checks in, scored 9 points in her very first game in college yesterday. Rangi Brown to the free throw line for Mack. She scored 2 yesterday in her first game. Mineral Area College misses that one, 1 for 7 from the foul line. Just ice cold from the foul line. And now 2 for 8 as Rangi Brown manages to rattle that one in. So really, missed free throws the difference right now, only by a point, 11-10. Ruby Ben just covering Willis like a blanket right there. Now here's an incredibly difficult shot by Hunter. She was driving to her left, jumped and floated to her left, and yet tried to shoot it with her right hand, and that was from 13 feet away. really just not hardly any chance to make that shot, and she didn't. She airballed it. Full court pressure by Olney Central. Rengi Brown gets it in the front court now, drives it all the way through. Did she walk? No. They say she didn't walk. Rather was fouled, and the foul goes on Silva, her second. So Rengi Brown, maybe a New Zealand step rather than a Euro step right there. I thought she pulled the pivot foot, but Matt gets the benefit of the call as Deja Snipes checks back in. And Rengi Brown now at the free throw line to give Mack a chance at the tie and maybe the lead here. Two shots upcoming for Rengi Brown and misses that one. Mack 2 of 9 from the foul line. So Mineral Area College with multiple chances at the foul line. And Rengi Brown goes 1 of 2 on that exchange. So she's 2 for 4. And Mineral Area College now 3 of 10 from the foul line here in the first quarter. I mean, that's a great job getting to the foul line, just not a great job making it. And the ball turned over now. Rengi Brown with tremendous on-ball defense that time and forced a bad pass by Allie Willis. 3:38 remaining in the first quarter. And we're all knotted up at 11 apiece. It's been a 7-0 run by Mack. They were down 11-4 at the 7-minute mark. And now 3.5 minutes remaining. Mack looking for the lead. Rengi Brown has it in the right corner, drives, bounces to Papa. Papa pump fake, drives, kicks to the left corner. Shanti Henry for three in the lead and pumps it through. Shanti Henry hits the three-point shot, and she gets her first score as a Mineral Area College Cardinal. Big bucket by Shanti Henry and a 10-0 run by the Mineral Area College Cardinals to go on top by 3, 14-11. After hitting the three of those, Shanti Henry comes back and fouls on the other end. Lalich in, Rengi Brown out, and at the free throw line, DeAndrea Hunter. Mack by 3, 14-11, 3:15 remaining in the first quarter of play, and Hunter's at the free throw line shooting 2. Misses that one. Nobody's shooting free throws very well early in this one. So Hunter back to the stripe, 5'8 freshman, scored 7 in the opener yesterday against Three Rivers. Hunter back to the stripe, trying to make it a two-point ball game. Free throw up, free throw in. Hunter goes 1 for 2, and Matt going to throw it out to half court to Shanti Henry. She drives it into the forecourt, pushes over to Papa, the trailer. Lalich, a 25-foot three, missed that one left and long. Quick trigger there. 3:05 remaining in the first quarter, 14-12. Mineral Area College leading it here as Olney gets it to the middle, and Nwanko pumps it in from 6 feet out. Great job by Willis to drive the baseline and draw the defense. We're tied at 14. Whistle and a foul. This one's going on Allie Willis as Ben drove by her. And I guess they're going to go moving screen rather than Ben on the drive. It's going to be Ree Papa at the free throw line as Mason McWilliams checks back in. So Lalich checks out. Lalich has made a two-point shot. She's 0 for 4 outside of the arcs. They're hoping that Natalia Lalich will be that great sniper for them. They were hoping the same thing last year. And when she gets hot, she certainly is, but ended up shooting just over 33% on the year from the three-point arc. They feel like she can do better than that as Fatma Awanet is getting set to check in for Mack. And Ree Papa, breaking trend, hits both free throws. And Ree with a good early start here, as she's got 8 early points. Fatma Awanet checking in for Mack. 6'1 sophomore, played last year at Missouri S&T in Rolla, originally from Tunisia, Africa. 16-14. Mineral Area College by 2. Mack with a 10-0 run earlier in this game. And a foul on Ruby Ben. Boy, Ruby's been good in this ball game early, just as she was yesterday, with a pair of assists and a pair of steals. But her second personal forces her to the bench, and Rihanna Rengi Brown checks in for her. At the free throw line, Deja Snipes. 16-14, Mack by 2, 2:43 remaining in the first quarter. Snipes, the 5'5 freshman, shoots the free throw up, missed it off the side of the iron. Maybe this bad free throw shooting is contagious, I don't know. Olney Central at 19-13. Season last year. Mack went 21-8. Mineral Area College defeating them last year in this ballgame by just four, 63-59. Snipes missed both free throws. Mineral Area College has it back. Down to the post, Alwinette. Everybody else rotating around. And they're going to go offensive foul. Whistled against Mack right there. That's a moving screen on Alwinette. 2:31 remaining in the first quarter of play. And 16-14, Mineral Area College leading. Olney Central basketball. It's DeAndrea Hunter. Pitching it off to Macy Robbins. Her three-pointer's an air ball. And the rebound originally controlled by Mack, but then stolen from behind by Snipes. Snipes driving right of the lane, right past two defenders. And fouled that time by Rangi Brown. Rangi Brown did the old, okay, you got by me, now I'm going to try to reach around and poke the ball loose. The move of most defenders that aren't moving their feet fast enough. First foul on Brown. To the free throw line, Tayshia Snipes. Snipes 0 for 1 at the line and hits this one. Tayshia, a freshman, scored three yesterday in that loss to Three Rivers. Trying to tie it up here now. Snipes hit the first free throw, missed the second one. And the rebound is down to Rangi Brown. Basketball deflected by Snipes and out of bounds. And so Mack will put it in play right in front of their own bench. Mineral Area College by a point, 16-15. Mack a winner yesterday by just two, 73-71 over Southeast Illinois. They led in that game by 15. Here's Alwinette now. Alwinette down to the right low block. Double team. Bounces that out of traffic. Kicks it out to Henry. Henry misses the three-point shot. Long rebound. Chased down by Mason McWilliams. Just had more effort than everybody else right there. Works it back out front to Rangi Brown. Back to Mason on the left wing. Alwinette at the free throw line. Try to enter it. Ball slapped away by Nwanko. Mason McWilliams gathers it back in over to the left side. A drive by Williams. Kick it back outside. And a long three-point shot by McWilliams. Forced it with two on the shot clock. And it was a 5-foot air ball. Clint Burris loving the defensive intensity out of his team right there. And he should have. So only with a basketball back and a chance to go on top here. Snipes running point. Dribble wheel handoff. That's for Robbins. Robbins drives in. Kicks it back out to Nwanko. Nwanko to the left corner. Hunter. Hunter looking for the drive. Now throws it back up to the head of the circle. Robbins between the circles now. Guarded by Williams. Robbins. Crossover dribble once and twice. Plays to Hunter. Hunter right elbow extended. Back cut underneath. Easy bucket by Snipes. And that time it was Henry just losing track of where her offensive player was. And only Central leads at 17-16. 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Mack basketball, Alwinette. Alwinette throws to the left corner. Rangi Brown drives the baseline back to Alwinette. Pump fake by Alwinette. Nice move, but she missed it from point blank. That's a layup. Mineral Area College with too many easy chances, free throws and layups, and haven't been able to connect. 36 seconds left. Olney Central tries to push tempo and threw it out of bounds. So only by a point, 17-16. Mack with the basketball. Half a minute to play, first quarter. Cardinals, ball in the hands of Rangi Brown. Down to the right corner, Henry. Alwinette sets the screen. Henry back top to McWilliams. Alwinette now posting up. See if they can get her the ball. Now back to the top, Rangi Brown. Rangi Brown drives it all the way through to Alwinette again. And once again, Alwinette misses from point blank. But the smallest player on the floor, Rangi Brown, grabs it and pumps it off the window for two. And Mineral Area College leads 18-17. Olney Central basketball. Snipes forces a three-pointer at the buzzer. Rangi Brown blocks it. So great job by Rangi Brown. Threw what should have been an assist to Alwinette, who missed it from right underneath the basket. But the 5-5, Rangi Brown got the rebound, stuck it up back and in to put Mack on top, and then blocked the three-point attempt as the time went to zero at the end of the first quarter. So Mack with a one-point advantage at the end of one, 18-17. Second frame in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Cole's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
See Cole's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Mineral Area College by a point as we start the second quarter on our Parklet Healthmart Pharmacy Scoreboard Committee. To improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Mac 18 and only 19. And just seconds into the second quarter, Rangi Brown fouls 35 feet away from the basket. She closed the first quarter strong, but starts the second quarter with a foul right there. Starters back on the floor for Mac. Mitchell, McWilliams, Lalich, Papa, and Rangi Brown. Papa played a strong first quarter with 8 points. Just starting out the second, only Central basketball. Snipes trying to drive it on. Rangi Brown gets by her once again. Taisha Mitchell does a tremendous job with a help side defense, planted her feet just outside of that restricted area, and Snipes ran her over. Tremendous defense by Taisha Mitchell. First foul on Deja Snipes. Third time we've seen Snipes or Hunter go right around Rangi Brown, but Mitchell with a help side D. Rangi Brown crossover dribble, and she goes by the other way. So Rangi Brown says, all right, you've beaten me on defense. Let's see if I can get by you. Killer crossover by Rangi Brown as she gets all the way to the hole and fouled on her way in. Angela Sorrell checking in for the first time for Mac. Whistle that time went on Hunter. That's her second personal. So Rangi Brown at the free throw line. And two shots upcoming for her. Misses that one. She is 2 for 5. Sorrell, a 5'8 freshman from Thayer, scored a couple of points yesterday in her debut. Rangi Brown misses the second free throw. She has now missed 4 free throws on 6 tries. Mac free throw woeful here early on. The Cardinals are on top, though, 18-17, still awaiting our first score of the second quarter. Weaver tries to drive it on Lalich. Lalich stays in front. Now it's out to Hunter. Hunter driving it past Rangi Brown with the 2 fouls. Rangi Brown doesn't get physical with her there. And now here's a slice down the middle of the lane by Kim Weaver. They get her on the run, and Kim lays it up right in front of the rim. Quick steal now. They tried to play it to Papa. That's stolen away by Hunter. Hunter throws it across the lane. Left side Reed. 3-footer. Airballed it. Only on top of Mac. 19-18. Rangi Brown calls out play number one. Hopefully it yields more points than that. Reed Papa sets the screen. Rangi Brown, right elbow extended. A bouncer to Reed at the free throw line. 15-footer short. And really 4 gray shirts underneath. Grabbing for the rebound. The only Mac player was Sorrell. Rangi Brown out. Kiana Williams in as the ball was slapped out of bounds by Mason McWilliams. 8:37 remaining in our second quarter of play. McWilliams had 14 points in the first quarter yesterday. Mason still hasn't scored here today. Over 2 from the foul line. DeAndrea Hunter driving it down to the right corner. Kiana Williams defending her. A bouncer to Kayla Reed. Turnaround jumper over the top of Rion Papa that time. Missed it. Mac had the rebound, and then once again it's stolen away from them. 3 times Mineral Area College has had the rebound, only to have Olney just come over hustling and swipe it away. Here's a drive now by Lalich. Lalich driving with the right hand along the right baseline, then shifts to the left hand and tries to finger roll it in. Misses the shot, but she is headed to the free throw line. Whistle goes on Jarissa Page, who just came into the ball game. Call the foul on the floor. Mac basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Kiana Williams fires it high to Papa. Papa has it right wing extended over to Lalich on the left wing. Back to Ree. Ree driving down the left side of the lane. Great pump fake by Ree that time. Ree Papa got Reed off her feet. And then Reed ended up landing on top of Ree. And Ree goes to the free throw line. Good pump fake by Papa. It's kind of a technician down there underneath. Never really the tallest underneath, but really has some nice moves. Showed us one right there. Papa nails the free throw. 9 points for Rion Papa. The ball game so far, still 8 minutes remaining in the first half. Papa back to the free throw line, misses this one. And the rebound taken down by Page for Olney Central. Olney trying to push the tempo when they can. Mack transition defense getting back in good shape here. A drive by Page, dribble weave handoff, that's Hunter. Hunter drives it left of the lane, dribble weave to the left corner to Weaver. Weaver weaves it back up to the head of the circle. And Olney continues with the dribble weave handoff. Right side pass, Page for three and pokes it home. Jarissa Page hits her first field goal of the game, and Olney Central leads Mack by three, 22-19. We're at the 7.5 mark of the second quarter. McWilliams slashes through, lays it up on the left side, and she's fouled. Now, the player was right underneath the basket. The player was right underneath the basket, so they weren't on the outside of the restricted area. McWilliams made the bucket, and then the whistle came afterward as the contact came. I can't hardly believe the foul would be on McWilliams. The officials are discussing it here, and they do call the blocking foul. That's the right call. And then you also have to count the basket. Okay, so they got it right. It was interesting that even that there was a discussion at all. But count the basket for Mason McWilliams. And now she's going to the free throw line. In the ballgame for the Lady Knights, Sydney Littleford. Littleford not so much. A 5'10 freshman. And count the bucket for McWilliams on the free throw. And she gets the three-point play and ties the game at 22. So the officials had to discuss it for a moment, but they got it right. 7:15 remaining in the second quarter of play. DeAndrea Hunter, just a tremendous job by Kiana Williams moving her feet. Now, Kiana Williams is 5'10 or 5'11. DeAndrea Hunter is about 5'7 and just a whippet around that floor. But Kiana is staying right with her. Rangi Brown at about 5'6", 5'7", just can't stay with Hunter, but Kiana Williams, even though taller and much bigger, the quicker player right now, doing a great job moving those feet. We're tied at 22, Mack basketball, left wing McWilliams, Re-Papa posting up, head of the circle, Sorrell. Sorrell to Re at the free throw line, and now Papa drives it, slams her way inside, count the bucket, and she's fouled. Mineral Area College looking for back-to-back three-point plays. And Papa with the strength move to the middle. 11 points for Ree. And at the free throw line, looking for more. 6:49 remaining in the second quarter. Mack playing a little bully ball right now, showing their strength, going strong to the hole. Papa to the free throw line, scored 17 in the first game yesterday. She's got 12 in the first half after notching the free throw right there in 25-22. Back-to-back three-point plays by Mack. McWilliams and Papa now deep in the lane. There's Littleford. She thought she pulled the pivot foot, no call, and a drive along the baseline. And there's Kiana Williams defending excellent once again. Forced a bad pass. Lalich rips it off. Plays to McWilliams. McWilliams goes in for the right side. Missed the layup. Robinson has the backside rebound. Robinson buzzes her way up the floor. Lalich turns her back around. Pump fake by Olney Central. And now the jumper away by Willis from 15 feet. Won't go. Up the floor. Williams to McWilliams. Layup. Count it. And Mineral Area College now leads by 5. 27-22. We saw Williams and McWilliams work so well together last year as freshmen, and we saw that connection come alive again right there. Taisha Williams grabs the miss. She tries to race it up the floor, but none of her teammates are running with her. Now they'll set it up in the half court. Left wing Lalich. Lalich to the free throw line. Here's Papa. Papa from 12 feet. Rattle it in and out. No rebounders underneath. That's really the only, well, not the only bad thing, but one of the bad things that can happen when you play four out, one in, one post player. When that post player turns and fires from outside, there is no one there to rebound. Kiana Williams dives out of bounds to save the basketball back in for Papa. And Ree gives it right back. 5 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in the first half. Lalich down to the left corner. Crossover dribble. Pulls up left baseline. 15-footer rattles in and out. She just can't find the range today. 5:05 remaining in the second quarter. 27-22, Mack by five. Over to the left wing, Weaver. Weaver to the head of the circle. This is Robbins. Robbins with a right-handed dribble. Just hands it off for Page. Page, shot fake. Now pushes it to Willis. Willis at the top of the key, guarded by Williams. Rubbing off a screen. Bouncer to Littleford. Littleford spins a 360. Wild shot, missed it. And Papa has the rebound. Terrific defense by Ree. 4:40 remaining in the first half of play. Lalich on the right wing, looking underneath, didn't like what she saw. Papa drives and slips a pass underneath to Taisha Mitchell, and a chance at another three-point play for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. A terrific pass by Ree Papa. You don't necessarily expect your center to execute the old triple D, the drive, the draw, and the dish. But that's exactly what Papa did right there, and she's been so successful driving it herself, the defense had to respect the drive out of the five-position player, and she scoots it over to Mitchell. Mitchell gets the shot, and then the foul shot upcoming. 29-22, Mack by seven. Let's step aside for 30 seconds on KREI.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
.432 remaining in this second quarter of play. Mineral Area College looking for its third three-point play in the last five possessions. Ree Papa is really one that made it happen through a great pass to Taisha Mitchell, and Mitchell does complete that three-point play by hitting the free throw there. Mack doing a great job finishing through contact here lately, and 30-22, the Cardinals have gone on an 8-0 run to lead by eight here. Actually, Olney Central was on top 22-19, so it's actually been an 11-0 run by Mack. 4:12 remaining in the second quarter. Mineral Area College back in that pack line defense. Mitchell moving her feet, but apparently not quite fast enough. Willis drove her down to the left baseline and tried to take her to the hole from there. And they'll call tie for the foul. And that's the third personal on Mitchell. Couple of subs for Mack here. Angela Sorrell checking in alongside Shanti Henry. Haven't seen Georgia Sidera yet in the ball game for today or yesterday. Inside pass back to the outside. Open three for Weaver. Misses that one. A tie up on the rebound, and Mineral Area College will have it on the alternate possession. So Mack leading it by eight. A chance for the Cardinals to lead by double digits for the first time today. They're on an 11-0 run. 3:57 remaining in the first half, and 30-22. It'll be Ben running point here. We've got Ben, Sorrell, Papa. Over to the right side, Henry now with it, and Lalich. Lalich on the left wing, enters it to Papa. Papa left low block, scoots it back out to Lalich. Three-pointer away, nothing but nylon for Natalia Lalich, and another assist for Ree Papa, who is just playing fantastic basketball, and a 14-0 run by Mineral Area College. Shot that's missed by Olney Central. Mack had the rebound, and somehow Olney Central comes back and steals it away again. It's the fourth time they've done that. Mack gets the rebound, and somehow Olney Central just rips it right away from him. Turnaround jumper in the lane, Nwanko. Missed. Papa's got the rebound. Left wing Sorrell drives it to Papa at the free throw line now. Ree turns it back outside. A pass over to the right wing. Lalich in and out of her hands. And Henry didn't throw a particularly great pass, but Lalich also took her eyes off of it. So kind of a combination. But Mineral Area College in the midst of a 14-0 run. The lead by 11, 33-22. 3 minutes even remaining in the first half. Olney Central basketball. Snipes plays it right side, and now a drive by Silva. Silva gets all the way to the bucket. They do have some quick guards on this team. And that'll be Silva going to the free throw line. The third foul on Ben. Boy, you'd love to see her stay on the floor. Just a fantastic player. But she has not been able to stay out there. Foul trouble the whole first half. Picked up two quick ones, and Coach Cuck tried to put her back in and picks up her third. So she comes back over to the bench. Free throw missed by Silva. So Max still in the midst of that 14-0 run. Silva back to the stripe and connects there. Ariana Silva with 8 points. Mack by 10, 33-23. Top of the key, this is Henry. Henry rubbing off a double screen right there. Gets to the right wing, back cut, McWilliams. And she tries for a reverse layup with the right hand on the left side and just left it short. Nice idea, terrific pass. McWilliams just couldn't finish the reverse layup there. 2:35 and counting down here in the second quarter. Mineral Area College leading it by 10, 33-23. Top of the key, Weaver. Weaver, a bouncer down to the right corner, Silva. Silva uses the left hand, dribbles back up to the wing, and now to Willis. Willis driving the left side of the lane. Terrific job playing defense that time by Sorrell, and Mack now pushing it. It's Henry. Henry plays it to Lalich, left wing, now to Papa, middle of the lane. Papa down to the left corner, Henry back out. Lalich, open three. Yes, ma'am! Natalia Lalich with two threes in the midst of this 17-1 run, and the Cardinals lead by 13, 36-23. Just sharing the basketball in superb fashion right now. And the defense has become stingy. Olney Central to the left corner, Willis. Works it to the left wing, Weaver. Weaver now to the right side, Silva. Silva, crossover dribble, looks for the drive. Mineral Area College ties her up. Alternate possession stays with Olney Central. Max Helpside defense has become better during this run. They've knocked down shots. They've made some free throws. But as much as anything, they're really sharing the ball. Inbound pass played to Nwanko down to the right corner. Three-pointer missed. Long rebound taken by Sorrell. Sorrell throws it up the floor to Henry, who then promptly travels with it. 1:35 remaining in the first half. Mineral Area College in the midst of a 17-1 run to lead by 13 points, 36-23. Timeout, Mack. We'll take it with him. We're back in 30 seconds right here on KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. Our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard has Mineral Area College by 13. Their largest lead, 36-23, in the midst of a 17-1 run. Everything coming together during that run. Good defense, especially help side defense. Good shooting and tremendous passing by this team. Only Central with the basketball. Silva dribbling it right at the head of the circle. Plays it over to the right wing, Willis. Willis uses the left hand, dribbles it back up and then to the left wing and hands it off to Weaver. And they run that dribble weave out high to Robbins. Robbins between the circles, trying to drive on Henry. Takes it all the way through. Misses the layup and Papa has the rebound. Papa throws it over there to Sorrell. Sorrell. Henry now. A pass underneath to McWilliams. Turnaround jumper. Got it! McWilliams. Little power move that time. Right low block. And a 19-1 run for Mack, leading at 38-23. And finally, the field goal from Olney Central as Allie Willis pumps one in from the right wing from 18 out. 38-25. Three-pointer by Henry. That one's missed. Long rebound goes right to Lalich. Lalich looking underneath to Henry. Very nice idea that time, but the pass was just a tiny bit late. And then Henry gets tied up with Silva underneath. They wrestle for the basketball, and Henry got the worst of it as she came down very hard on the floor and hit her head on the floor, and she's laying right in the middle of the lane right now. Three Rivers going to run out their training staff to get her some attention, and Coach Cuck out there as well. Let's step aside for 30 seconds with Mineral Area on top by 13, 38-25.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a five-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training. If your application is approved, you'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
There's no need to be scared of flu season. Just say boo to the flu and head over to Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy for your flu shot. It's the perfect way to protect you and your family, and no appointment is necessary. Just pop in when you have time, and we will have you on your way in just a few minutes. Cash prices are available, or we're happy to bill your insurance. We know you have better things to do than be stuck at home with a nasty case of the flu. Come see us at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington.
Sean T. Henry just now starting to sit up. Now, she, all of her her arms and legs all mobile while she's been down, but hit the floor very hard with her head. It was just a fine, good, aggressive play by the defender that time as she and Silva were wrapped up trying to wrestle with the basketball, and they both went down. It just so happened that Henry's the one that happened to get the worst of it and banged her head on the ground. So nice to see her at least standing up, or rather sitting up here. She appears to be aware, and arms and legs both moving about. 38-25, Mineral Area College is on top. Mack executed a 19-1 run to take a 15-point lead in this game before a field goal was finally hit by Allie Wills. And now Shanti Henry going to come over to the sideline. So nice to see her up and walking. I believe this is going to be an alternate possession ruling. And if so, it would be Mineral Area College basketball. We've got 35 seconds remaining here in the first half. Mack leads it by 13 points. Let's set the lineup for you. You've got Kiana Williams on the floor along with Angela Sorrell, Mason McWilliams, Natalia Lalich, and then Ree Papa, the five on the floor for Mineral Area College. So Mack will have the basketball. They'll put it in play left of the bucket along the baseline. We hope Shanti is all right. Kiana Williams going to put it in play. She stands left of the bucket along the baseline. Has the pumpkin, and here we go. Pass right underneath and a wide open layup for Angela Sorrell. Boy, Coach Cuck drew that one up nicely, and the players ran it to perfection. 40-25. Mineral Area College gets the easy score, and they lead by 15. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. This is Robbins dribbling it out front, and Mason McWilliams has her forearm right in her back and also has her hands on the hips, and so Mason picks up her second personal. That's an easy call. 18 seconds remaining in the first half. The difference in this first half, that big 19-1 run by Matt. Couple of threes by Lalich during that run, a couple of layups, a couple of free throws. Mason McWilliams still defending aggressively but trying to keep her hands back. Puts the forearms down. Robbins trying to dribble around her. Can't do it. Kiana Williams got out there. Slapped the ball away. I thought she got out there in the passing lane, and she did. I think the call is going to go against Olney Central. Tremendous hustle by Kiana Williams right there. She slapped the ball away, and then when she went for it, Jerissa Page put her forearm into her. So Kiana Williams has done just a terrific job defensively. She is actually the tallest player on the roster, but plays point guard. Didn't start the game. They're working her into the starting lineup as she's been coming off of injury. But she has shown not only very quick feet, but just that tenacity to play tremendous defense. And we saw it right there as she got out into the passing lane. Well, Clint Burris did not like the call going against his team right there. And so he had voiced his displeasure. The official had said, okay, that's enough. And he barked one more time, and they did issue the technical foul against Coach Burris. And so Mineral Area College will get the free throws now from Kiana Williams, plus the technical foul shot, plus, I believe, the basketball, and that all comes with just 2.2 seconds remaining here in this first half. So Mac's going to get a big boost going into the locker room if they can capitalize on these free throws here. Lalich going to the free throw line. Natalia, a great shooter, but only shot 48% from the foul line last year and a bit of a mystery. Well, Lalich hits the free throw there, and now she's got 9 points. The next free throw upcoming. These are the technical foul shots, and misses that one. So Lalich right about what she shot last year, 50% there, and she was, as we said, a 48% foul shooter last season. So Kiana Williams goes to the free throw line now, and only Central will put players on the free throw line. So Kiana will get 2 shots, and Mack won't get the ball after this. It'll be a free play after that. So Kiana Williams, first free throw, missed it. And Mineral Area College has been very good in this first half, but where they have been miserable is at the free throw line. Kiana Williams back to the stripe, gets that one to go. So Mack does get 2 points out of the 4 free throw chances, and they lead now by 17 as Olney Central puts the ball in play but is not able to get a shot away as we go toward the half. Mack leads 42-25, a 17-point difference, their largest lead of the ball game. And coming up next, our Midwest Sports Center halftime show right here on AM 800 KREI.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from 2-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
We've got Andrew on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Andrew, the fall season is here. This is a great time to come shopping at Midwest Sports, isn't it?
It sure is. Fall is a great time to get into the power sports industry. Polaris has their factory authorized clearance, rebates up to $1,500, great financing options. We also carry Can-Am, Suzuki, and Kawasaki.
Stop by and see Andrew today. He's at Midwest Sports Center. They're right off Highway 67 in Farmington.
Join the Jefferson County YMCA for our annual Thanksgiving Day 5K. Hi, this is Shelly Otek. Burn some calories before your holiday festivities begin with this fun run walk. The YMCA 5K is open to all ages, so bring the whole family. Contact the Y at 636-931-9622 for more information or to register today. So join the fun Thanksgiving Day for our annual run at the Jefferson County Family YMCA.
Mineral Area College with its largest lead of the ballgame, 42-25. And the main difference in that second quarter, a 19-1 run by Mack in that second quarter. That put him up by 15. And then a late foul call against Olney Central. And the technical foul on Coach Clint Burris accounting for that final margin. We're on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show now. And let's go through the individual scoring in the contest. Only Central gets 3 points from Deja Snipes. DeAndrea Hunter with one. Kim Weaver has four. Ariana Silva scoring 8 points to lead the Lady Knights. Allie Willis with a pair. Kyla Reed has two. Stephanie Nwanko also with two. And Jarissa Page with three. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led by Rion Papa. She was fantastic in the first half, scoring 12 points. Shanti Henry hit a three. She's got three. Rihanna Rangi Brown scoring four. Angela Sorrell with 2 points. Taija Mitchell has four. Mason McWilliams scored seven. Kiana Williams with two. And Natalia Lalich with nine first half points. So really a tremendous job by the Cardinals to spread that scoring around. Eight players scoring in the first half. We'll have some of the other numbers for you coming up next as we take a look at that stat sheet. And we'll do that coming up on the other side of this two-minute timeout. 42-25, it's the Mineral Area College Ladies by 17 over Olney Central at the Three Rivers Shootout here in Poplar Bluff. We're back after this with more of your Midwest Sports Center halftime show.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
How would you like to win a special edition Toyota Supra or over $50,000 in cash? Hi, this is Kim Elbel. Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build much-needed transitional housing for domestic violence survivors. Purchase a ticket for just $100 to win this iconic sports car or the cash value. Get your raffle ticket today at Twin City Toyota or online at comtree.org/Supra. The drawing will be held on Black Friday, November 29th. Get your ticket today and good luck.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
You're never more than minutes away from information on the Voice of Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Bon Terre, Potosi.
More Midwest Sports Center halftime show, 42-25. The Mineral Area College ladies looking to improve to 2-0 on the season. They lead by 17 here at the half against Olney Central. And the MAC ladies playing in the Three Rivers shootout here in Poplar Bluff. Let's go through some of the other numbers now. And Ree Papa has really led the way for Mineral Area College in this ball game. Not only does she lead the team in scoring with 12 points, she leads them in rebounding. She's one rebound away from a double-double with 9 rebounds in the first half. And she also leads them in assists with 3. Now, Ree also leads them in turnovers, but we won't mention that quite as much. Ree's 4-6 from the field. So Ree Papa getting an early jump on our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Well done by Papa. Mac is shooting well from the field, 50%, 14 out of 28. Not too great outside of the arc, 3 for 10. And poorly from the free throw line, 11 for 23. But the big number is the 23. And Mineral Area College has at least outscored the only Lady Knights by 8 points at the free throw line. Only also shooting poor from the foul line, 3 for 8. Only shooting 31% overall, 10 out of 32, and 22% outside of the arc, 2 for 9 there. Rebounds almost even. Mineral Area College with a slight edge, 22 rebounds for Mac and 21 for the Lady Knights. And turnovers, well, Mineral Area College with an advantage there as well. 10 turnovers for Mac, 14 for Olney, and Mineral Area College also with more assists than Olney, 8-5. So the stat sheet looks pretty good for Rion Papa, the 5'10 sophomore out of Auckland, New Zealand, leading Mineral Area College in scoring and seemingly everything else here in the first half, and only one rebound away from a double-double. So good job by Ree. And coming up next, we'll check out our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Let you know what's coming up on our sports coverage over the next few days before we start our second half of play. Mac 42, Olney 25, and we're back after this on KREI.
Got the Prairie Farms dips? Check. Got the Prairie Farms yogurt and sour cream? Check. Got the Prairie Farms cottage cheese, milk, and ice cream? Check. Check and check. When the fresh, wholesome taste of Prairie Farms dairy products is on your grocery list, you know you're putting the best on your family's table. For fresh dairy products produced every day, make it Prairie Farms. Dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
Rolling hills, wooded forest, pasture, crops. If you've ever dreamed of having a place of your own in the country, we can help. So get back to your roots and back to the country with a fixed-rate loan from First State Community Bank and our partner, Farmer Mac. We'll work hard to find the right financing for your recreational property. See the team today or visit fscb.com for more information. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Coles Tractor and Equipment.
See Coles Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32 or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Mineral Area College by 17 points. Their largest lead of the ball game over Olney Central. Second half just a couple of minutes away. Let's check out our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule for you. You can access that anytime you'd like at MIMOinfo.com. Tomorrow we've got soccer for you on the air. High school boys district playoff soccer. We go to Class 3 District 1 right here on KREI. Farmington going against North County in a good St. Francis County battle. 6:45 Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And then on our MIMO Info sports stream, we'll have Fredericktown going against Perryville. That's Class 2 District 1 and both semifinal games. Fredericktown and Perryville has a 5:45 Fleegs Equipment pregame show there. And then our Coles Tractor and Equipment football roundtable coming up on Tuesday night at Applebee's in Farmington. We'll talk about the first week of the high school football playoffs and what's coming up in district semifinal play as well. We've got a full schedule of games for you on Friday night with those district semifinals. We'll have the Farmington Knights against the Festus Tigers on AM 800. St. Genevieve against Central on J98. The Boot on KJEF Radio, AM 1400. St. Pius at Caruthersville, or rather Hillsboro at K. And then on the MIMO Info Sports Stream, St. Pius is at Caruthersville. So we've got a jam-packed week of sports for you on the regional radio family of stations, MIMOinfo.com, and our MIMO Info Sports Stream. If you're listening on the stream to our game right now, well, you're listening courtesy of Coles Tractor and Equipment, our online sponsor. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the LS Tractors. Lead the herd, don't just follow. That's Coles Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Your second half is just 30 seconds away. Mac on top, 42-25.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Coach Cup going with two bigs to start the second half. Elena Daniels seeing her first action as a Mineral Area College Cardinal. She gets the second half start. Played her high school basketball Cardinal Ritter, 5'11", freshman from St. Louis. Ree Papa is out there. Boy, she should be. She played a great first half. You've got Kiana Williams in the starting lineup in the second half, Natalia Lalich, and Mason McWilliams. Here's a drive by Olney Central's Deja Snipes, and that is a mismatch. Snipes, the ultra-quick point guard, going against Mineral Area College's center, Elena Daniels. And the foul goes on Daniels. I'm not sure how Olney Central was able to get that mismatch, but sure worked for them. Here's a bounce pass as Olney plays it in. They work it to the head of the circle for DeAndrea Hunter. Hunter guarded by Mason McWilliams. Just starting out our second half of play, and Mineral Area College leads by 17, 42-25. Wide open three left corner. That one's missed by Weaver. Backside rebound, though, stripped away by Olney. Silva's got it, and Silva plays it down to the right baseline. 15-footer by Reed is an air ball, and another offensive rebound by Olney. Working back up to the head of the circle to Snipes. Snipes guarded by Lalich. Third try for the Olney Central Lady Knights. Mineral Area College had one more rebound in the first half, and that's been reversed with a couple of rebounds here in the second half. Lalich blocked the shot of a Knight, but then turned it over by throwing it up the floor. Three-pointer from the right corner by Weaver's missed. And then a runner by Silva's missed and only has another rebound. Only just absolutely dominating in hustle plays right now. This is their sixth chance at a bucket to start the second half. They're 0 for 5 so far. Play it to the middle of the lane this time, and they finally get it to go. Kyla Reed has her first second half bucket. She scored two in the first half, but six chances for Olney Central with five offensive rebounds and a steal. Over to the left wing, Lalich, triple in the air, missed it. Elena Daniels going for the rebound. Ball scrapped away from her, lost it out of bounds. Oh, no, they say she actually fouled. So Elena Daniels has been in the ballgame less than 2 minutes, and she's piled up two fouls. Shanti Henry went down hard on the court toward the end of that first half of play. She laid there for a while and then came off the floor under her own power, but she has her warm-up on, and the Three Rivers trainer, I saw talking with Coach Briley Palmer about Henry as they came back from the locker room. Here's a pass that's deflected by Mineral Area College, but then a whistle and a foul on Mack. And that's on Elena Daniels. So Elena Daniels has played 1 minute and 58 seconds, and she has three fouls. And she will come right out of the ballgame. So Taisha Mitchell checking in for her. 8:02 remaining in the third quarter. And 42-27. Olney Central has scored one bucket here in the third quarter. Mineral Area College has not scored, but it just feels like Olney Central has dominated this third quarter, even though it just started. And that foul goes on Ree Papa. So four fouls on Mack, five offensive rebounds by Olney Central, and a turnover on the Cardinals. Cardinals have started out this third quarter miserably, but yet, really, when you look at it, not much damage has been done. A runner by Olney Central, rebound by Ree Papa, and Mack now could really just tie up what's happened in the second half by hitting a bucket here, a runner by Lalich, and a foul over the back by Papa. So five fouls by Mack in the first 2 minutes and 21 seconds of the third quarter. And you could say, well, nothing is going right, but that would be to put it in the hands of fate. The fact is, Mineral Area College has not caused anything to go right for them here in the second half of play. Fatma Awanet checking in, and Ree Papa checks out after committing those two quick fouls. Papa played just fantastic basketball in the first half, but a couple of fouls for here, and she's forced to sit out. Kyla Reed at the free throw line hits the free throw. Reed has 3 points in the third quarter, all 3 points that have been scored in this third quarter, and she's made it a 14-point game, 42-28. Reed back to the free throw line. She led this team in scoring last year, over 13 points per game. Scored 13 with 9 rebounds when she played Mack. Hits both free throws, and we've got a 13-point contest. Mineral Area College has a 3-on-2 working. Mason McWilliams lays it up with a right hand. And Mason has points number 8 and 9 now. So 44-29, and with all that has gone bad for Mack here in the third quarter, still it's only a 4-2 third quarter in favor of Olney Central so far. Three-pointer that time by Silva. Shot wouldn't fall. Terrific defense by Kiana Williams right there. And a foul on Lalich. So six fouls on Mack. And we're not yet 3 minutes into the third quarter of play. 44-29. Mineral Area College still leads by 15 points. But the Lady Knights will be at the free throw line the rest of the third frame. And right now it'll be Deja Snipes at the free throw line. 1-for-3 at the foul line so far in this game. And she gets this one to go down. That one hit hard off the back iron. Didn't look good, but managed to bounce up and through. So Snipes back to the stripe. 44-30, Mineral Area College by 14 points. Mack pulled away behind a 19-1 run in the second quarter. And now a technical foul whistled against Coach Cuck. And the official looking back at him as if to give him another one. And Coach Cuck persists. And the official finally laughing it off. And Olney Central will go to the free throw line. So each coach now with a technical foul. And I thought for a moment that Coach Cuck was going to get tossed. But he did not. So a technical foul was against Coach Cuck. That comes toward the beginning of the third frame. Technical foul was whistled against Clint Burris with only seconds left in the second quarter. Only Central will put Kim Weaver at the free throw line to shoot the technical foul shots. So seven fouls whistled against Mineral Area College to start the third, and zero so far against Olney Central. Now, I give you that only as a mathematical explanation. To be perfectly honest, I think the calls have been, well, correct. Kim Weaver hits both free throws. She's got 6 points. And it'll be only Central basketball. So 44-33. Mineral Area College was on top by 17. They lead now by 11. And a drive that's slapped away by Mason McWilliams, but nobody goes after the loose ball. Finally, Kiana Williams does. Kiana Williams driving it and fouled. Silva was riding her the whole way. And that one goes on Ariana Silva. That is her third personal. So Mineral Area College with the benefit of many more foul shots in the first half. Mack shot 23 foul shots to only 8 for Olney Central, but that situation has turned around here in the third quarter. Mack basketball, right corner, Lalich. Lalich, bullet pass to Awanette. Awanette driving left of the lane, missed the layup. It's the third time Awanette has missed from point blank in this game. Good, powerful rebound, though, by Taisha Mitchell, and she is fouled on the stick-back attempt. Third foul on Kyla Reed. Well, they'd like to see Awanette put in some of those bunnies. She should have 6 points. Two wide open shots underneath the bucket. That one was challenged, but she was right there at the rim and the tallest player in the vicinity. And at the free throw line, it's Taisha Mitchell. Mitchell misses the free throw. And Mineral Area College shot miserably from the free throw line in the first half. 11 out of 23, and that trend unfortunately continuing right now. Mitchell back to the line, misses that one. Mitchell did hit her only free throw in the first half as she was able to connect on a three-point play. Good hustle by Mason McWilliams to chase down the long rebound there, and the ball is touched last. The officials initially rule by Olney, but now they're going to discuss it. 6:40 remaining in the third quarter of play, and 44-33. And now it's just a shot clock discussion. So it looks like Mack will have the basketball. You've got Mason McWilliams over on the far sideline. Mack pushing it from my left to my right. And as I look at and describe the action to you here in the second half, Mason McWilliams, Kiana Williams, Natalia Lalich, Taisha Mitchell. And rounding it out is Fatma Awanette. Pass underneath to McWilliams. Powers it up. Missed it. Got a rebound. Looking to go back up, but tied up. And the Cardinals will have it on the alternate possession. Mineral Area College stuck on 44. Only 2 points scored by Mack over the first 3.5 minutes here of the second half of play. Williams to put it in, fires it out near half court. Rising up to grab it is Lalich. Lalich picks her dribble up, nearly turns it over. McWilliams grabs the loose ball, driving to the middle, throws a runner up with the right hand, missed it. And the rebound taken down by the Lady Knights, and a foul on Taisha Mitchell as Ariana Silva tried to drive it. And that's the fourth one on Ty. So Mitchell with her fourth personal, and quickly off the bench, Angela Sorrell. Ruby Ben got in foul trouble quickly in the first half. Picked up two quick ones, and then Coach Cock gambled and sent her in a little bit later on and picked up another quick one. So with the free throw line, here's Silva. And the first free throw missed by her. And here comes Ruby Ben. She's at the scorer's table, but Silva gets the basketball to try her second free throw attempt before Ben is able to get into the ball game. Silva does make that one. And Ben checks in for Kiana Williams. Timeout by Olney Central. 44-34. Mack was up by 17. Now it's 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa.
and the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Well, right down 67 to be precise. We're in Poplar Bluff today at Three Rivers. Mineral Area College leading only Central 44-34 on the strength of a 19-1 run in the second quarter. Mac led by 17 at the break, but they lead by only 10 here. And here's another quick foul well away from the basket as DeAndrea Hunter picks up her fourth personal. Ree Papa getting set to check back in. She comes in for Fatma Allenette. Ree was fantastic in the first half. 12 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. Not much here in the second half other than 2 quick fouls. They put it in play to Papa. She's got it on the right wing extended, 30 feet away from the basket. Now puts the ball on the floor, fires it over to the left wing. And that's to Lalich. Lalich to Papa. Papa left low block against a double team. Beautiful pass by Papa. Scooped it over to Sorrell. And Sorrell gets the easy bucket from 2 feet out. Fourth assist for Ree Papa. Continues her splendid play this afternoon here in Poplar Bluff. Runner by Snipes. Missed it. Rebound backside. Nwanko grabs it. Spins. Fires. Hook shot. Off the window and in. And 46-36. Mineral Area College by 10. Left wing, Sorrell looks for a drive, kicks it out. Here's Lalich. Lalich to Papa. Straight on, 17 feet, just outside of the free throw line. Papa spins it over to the left corner to Sorrell. Now to Lalich once again between the circles. Lalich to Sorrell. Left wing jumper, wide open three, and pumped it through. Angela Sorrell hits her first three-point shot as a Mac Cardinal. She's got 7 points and a good look by Lalich right there. 49-36. Mineral Area College on the rail by 13. 5:05 remaining in the third frame. Another good hoop by Nwanko. Back-to-back buckets from her. She took Reed deep that time and powered it up and in. Lalich looking for a wide-open Sorrell. Airmails her and throws it out of bounds. Sorrell was wide open early for a layup. Lalich just threw a bad pass. 49-38. Cardinals lead by 11. Mack led by 15 yesterday, and they had to hold off a late rally by Southeast Illinois, who closed it within one on two different occasions. Ben's trying to stay in front of Snipes, that ultra-quick point guard, and manages enough defense to throw the layup off of Kilter. Lalich now's on the run. Right side layup. Count it! There's a McDonald's fast break. And Lalich with points number 10 and 11. Great job by Lalich on that tremendous body control that time. A runner missed right side by Silva. Finding the loose ball taken away by Ben. Ben's on the run. She's got a two-on-one brewing. McWilliams goes for the reverse layup, left side to the right side. And that ball won't fall, but she'll go to the free throw line. Got chunked in the head. And the foul on Allie Willis. Our McDonald's fast break brought to you by your local McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. McWilliams at the free throw line. Imagine McWilliams likes the McDonald's fast break. And Mason pumps the first one in. So Mason McWilliams with double figures in her first two games as a sophomore hits the next one, and she's got 11. 4:18 remaining in our third. 53-38, Mineral Area College has built that lead back up to 15 points. Here's a layup, missed right side, and Ree Papa has her double-double. Allie Willis misses the free throw. Papa with a backside rebound. And Ree now with 12 points and 10 rebounds. Papa, left side of the lane. Got it to go! And Ree's headed to the free throw line. A beautiful pass by Lalich. Didn't look like she had any space to thread the needle there, but throws it right in the middle of three defenders. And spectacular catch by Ree Papa going to the free throw line for another three-point play chance. Cardinals by 17, matching their largest lead, 55-38. So it took a while to get rolling here in the second half, but the Cardinals maybe have found their stride now. Papa with 14. And at the free throw line, trying to push that lead out to 18 points, can't do it. Papa misses the free throw. Olney Central claims the rebound. Willis races it across the timeline. Looking for a drive left of the lane, goes right by Rangy Brown. Rangy Brown has really had a hard time staying in front of people. And now a backside rebound by Page for Olney Central. They're looking deep, looking for Nwankwo. Nwankwo had a couple of really good minutes earlier, but she forces this one out along that left elbow and misses it, and Ben has the board. Ben dribbling it across the half-court stripe, looking ahead. Now dribbles it around, down underneath the paint. Rangi Brown, open three, missed it badly. That one went hard off the window and the iron, and only Central has the basketball back. Here's Willis. Willis driving left baseline, and a foul by Ben, who once again has really had a hard time staying in front of those driving players, and she picks up her fourth personal, or not Ben, I beg your pardon, but Rangi Brown picks up her third personal. A timeout now on the floor, 3:10 remaining in the third. Mineral Area College by 17, 55-38. And we're back in a minute right here on Super Talk 800.
There's no need to be scared of flu season. Just say boo to the flu and head over to Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy for your flu shot. It's the perfect way to protect you and your family, and no appointment is necessary. Just pop in when you have time, and we will have you on your way in just a few minutes. Cash prices are available, or we're happy to bill your insurance. We know you have better things to do than be stuck at home with a nasty case of the flu. Come see us at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
Allie Willis at the free throw line. Misses her first free throw. She gets her second one, though. Our Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard has Mineral Area College leading 55-39. Rangi Brown hustles it up the floor. Sets up chop at the head of the circle. Ruby Ben now pushes it back to her in the right corner. Rangi Brown a bouncer to Papa. Papa pump fake. Goes up. Shot is blocked. Rangi Brown has the rebound. Tries to follow it up and in, and she is fouled on that attempt. Good pass by Rangi Brown to set up Papa. And Ree, although she isn't going to be necessarily the tallest one in the paint all the time and doesn't elevate all that much, really doesn't get her shot blocked very much. She's a good technician down under there and uses those shot fakes and angles and post moves. Rangi Brown hits the first and the second. 6 points for Rangi Brown. And the margin swells to 18, largest of the game for Mineral Area College. Olney Central works with it in the half court. Willis, crossover dribble on Rangi Brown, tries to take her off the bounce. That time, Rihanna did a great job staying in front of her. Now head of the circle, Page. Page bounces it down to the right corner for Robbins. Robbins dribbles it back out along the wing. And now they hand it off to Willis. Willis driving it on Rangi Brown, spins it over to the right wing, Page. 5 on the shot clock. Page drives it in. A runner won't fall. Shot clock resets, gets her own rebound, misses again, and another rebound by Reed. The Knights have really controlled the offensive rebounding here in the third quarter, but their shooting has not gone along with that. Fourth chance, free throw line jumper, that won't go, and the ball rebound off of Mineral Area College and out of bounds, so Central will get their fourth chance during this offensive possession. The Lady Knights have been all over the offensive boards here in the third quarter. Mack out-rebounded them by one overall, 22-21 in the first half. Only 5 offensive rebounds for Olney Central in the first half, and they've got 9 here in the third quarter alone. Right baseline jumper by Reed won't go. There's Mack's rebounder. Reed Papa's got 12 of them so far. So Papa is doing a nice job on the glass. Rangi Brown drives it, kicks to the right corner. Lalich. Lalich slashing through. Throws a beautiful left-handed scoop pass to Papa. Ree was going to have an easy layup right there, but play was halted on the foul by Macy Robbins. One of the few times that you kind of hope they wouldn't have called the foul. Ree Papa checks out. And so you've got pretty much all guards on the floor for Mineral Area College with Lalich here at the old free throw line. Natalia hits the first free throw, 12 points for her. So Lalich, McWilliams, Sorrell, Ben, and Rangi Brown all on the floor for Mack. It's kind of that modern-day positionless, just give me five good players, I don't care where they're supposed to play, kind of basketball. 13 points for Lalich as she hits both free throws, and Mineral Area College now leads by 20, 30 or 59 to 39. A drive right of the lane by Robbins, kicks to the right corner, Willis. Willis pump fake, fires to the top to Page. Page is outside of the arc, looks for a left-handed drive. McWilliams locking her up there. 10 on the shot clock now. Willis behind the back, looks for a drive on Ben. Ben does such a great job of moving those feet, stays in front. Forced jumper, guarded, missed. Rebound, Lalich, she's on the run. Natalia, left side drive, left-handed shot, wouldn't fall. Shot that one up in traffic, difficult one, but still a good idea to take it. Try to be aggressive to the hole. Jerissa Page floats the ball left side. That's for Willis. And the ball inside, intercepted by Lalich. Spins a 360. Good for Rangy Brown has it now. Rangy Brown top of the key. Transition three, Lalich. Can she do it? Yes, ma'am! Natalia Lalich with her third three. 16 points for the sharpshooter out of Australia. And Mineral Area College leads now by 23, 62 to 39. Lalich, a big part of the action here today. Lalich and New Zealanders, Re-Papa, Southern Hemisphere, very good for Mack in this game. 62-39, Mineral Area College on top. Half a minute to play in the third. Left wing, McWilliams. She's got it outside of the arc. To Rangy Brown, top of the key, a bouncer to Sorrell. Sorrell attacks from the free throw line, forced one up, missed it, but she is going to the free throw line as she was fouled by Reed. That's the fourth foul on Reed. And so Clint Burtis goes back to his bench. He's going to bring in Deja Snipes and also Sydney Littleford as Sorrell goes to the free throw line. Angela Sorrell, she had one free throw, or beg your pardon, this will be her second free throw try today, or first one, I beg your pardon, and misses it. So has a chance to hit her first free throw as a Cardinal does so right there. 8 points for Angela Sorrell. And the Cardinals lead by 24, 63 to 39. 19 seconds remaining in the third. Took a while for Mack to find their footing in the third for some reason, but done some nice things. Crossover dribble by Snipes, drives left to the lane, kicks to the left corner. Willis for three, pumps it in. Allie Willis has her first three-point make of the game. And Mineral Area College up the floor with 1 second remaining. The ball is tapped out of bounds by Macy Robbins. A lot of times in this situation, they'll work to get a Lalich three, but she's the one that's going to put it in play over on the far sideline. So 0.8 seconds remaining. Put it in play. McWilliams, turnaround jumper, will not fall. We've come to the end of three, and Mineral Area College is on top by 21, 63-42. Your fourth quarter in 1 minute. On KREI.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Going to the fourth, and Mineral Area College leads by 21, 63-42. Mack was on top by 17 at half, and then the lead was chopped down to 11 at 44-33. It was a modest 8-2 run by Olney Central, powered by offensive rebounding and good scrappy play, but Mineral Area College found its footing and eventually led by as many as 24 points in that third quarter, 63-39. The lead now is 21, 63-42. And Rangy Brown gets the fourth quarter start, along with McWilliams. Taisha Mitchell's back on the floor. Lalich and Elena Daniels is back out there as well. Here's a runner in the middle of the lane. That won't fall. A little scrap for the rebound. Rangy Brown ends up on her backside. Deja Snipes is on top of her. It's a tie-up, and Mineral Area College will have it on the alternate possession. So Elena Daniels came in to start the second half of play, and in less than 2 minutes' time, she had rung up three fouls. So Coach Cuck says, all right, go give it another try to start the fourth. 63-42, good time, you know, to put her in. Kind of get her used to the college game, college speed. A freshman from Cardinal Ritter, scored just under 6 points for Ritter last year as a senior. Reggie Brown splits a double team, gets the dribble a little bit loose, but only central. Whacks her on the wrist. And so Mineral Area College will have it right of the bucket along the baseline. Foul goes on Deja Snipes, her second. Reggie Brown right there to put it in play. Lalich calls for it, gets it, pump fake. Now rises up. 10-footer, yes ma'am, Natalia Lalich with 18 points. She and Papa, a couple of really good candidates for Applebee's and Farmington Player of the Game. Reggie Brown watches the offensive player go right by her again and then tries to reach from behind to slap it away, and she just got lucky that Wills missed the layup, or Willis rather. Taisha Mitchell, beautiful pass underneath to McWilliams. Ty with two dribbles, stop, jump, fired underneath, and McWilliams was wide open for the bucket. Great play by Ty. Snipes driving it at the free throw line. Kicks to the right wing, triple. That won't go for Robbins. Rebound scrapped down by Taisha Williams, and she is fouled. Rangy Brown displaying some good sportsmanship in an offering to help Jarissa Page off the floor. 67-42, Mineral Area College with its largest lead, 25 points. A couple of good possessions by Taisha Mitchell. Strong rebound there and a terrific assist on that last possession to Mason McWilliams. And Mason with back-to-back double-digit games in her first two games of her sophomore year. 22 yesterday, 13 so far today. Lalich is looking for a 20-point game. Enters it to Daniels. Daniels turnaround, jumper won't go. Backside rebound, Hunter grabs it and races the other way. Hunter throws it down to the left corner. Page, she'll dribble it back to the head of the circle and work it over to Snipes. Snipes replaces her at the top. And her three-point shot, hard off the window, airballed it. Elena Daniels grabs the rebound. Mitchell pushes it up the floor to McWilliams. She drives back to Ty. Right corner triple, misses it. Backside rebounds. Daniels has it, and she's fouled. Good hustle for Daniels to get in good rebounding position. And Natalia Lalich with a good pat on the back and a high five, saying nice work. Good hustle to get the rebound for us. 8-10 remaining in the fourth, 67-42. Mineral Area College over the top of Olney Central. Olney fell yesterday to Three Rivers 101-67. So Mac's not going to score 101, but they're also not going to allow 67. That Three Rivers team plays so fast. Kiana Williams in for Mason McWilliams. Reggie Brown left of the bucket along the baseline. A bouncer to Taisha Mitchell. Missed it from the right low block. Battle for the board. I think they're going to get tie for the foul.
Yep.
And for Taisha, that is her fifth. So Taisha Mitchell fouls out of the ballgame, having scored 4 points, or no, 3 points, I beg your pardon, in the ballgame tonight. But she had a spectacular pass just a few moments ago, and then a very good defensive rebound as well, certainly contributing to what looks like will be a win for the Cardinals. With 8 minutes remaining here in the fourth, 67-42. Mack leading Olney Kent Central. Snipes top of the key. Goes by Rangy Brown again. Misses the layup. And now on the rebound, it's corralled by Littleford, but she falls down in the process, and that's a traveling violation. Rangy Brown puts it in play to Kiana Williams. Got two point guards in the ballgame at the same time. Rangy Brown at about 5'6", and Kiana at about 5'11". Kiana's got it at the head of the circle. Drives to the left elbow, pushes to the left corner to Rangy Brown. Drives now to Daniels. Daniels left side. Got it! And Elena Daniels has her first score as a Cardinal. And the bench all rising in applause. And Rangy Brown really created that one for her. 69-42. Mineral Area College by 27 points and pulling away from Olney Central. Basically kind of the same thing that happened yesterday. Olney played Three Rivers pretty tough for a while, but the Lady Raiders pulled away in the end and made it pretty wide margin. Mac doing the same here today. It was a 19-1 run by Mac in the second quarter, though. That was really kind of the major difference in this game. Turnaround hook shot, Daniels left-hander, wouldn't go. Rebound, Papa sends it out to Rangi Brown. She drives and lost it off of her ankle, and she'll give it back to the Lady Knights. We'll be joined by Briley Palmer on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll have our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game and our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game as well. That's still 7 minutes away. 7 minutes remaining in the fourth, 69-42. Mineral Area College leading only Central. Cardinals looking to improve to 2-0 on the year. And a drive right of the lane, that time by Page, held on to by Ree Papa. And the third foul on Ree. Ree was fantastic in the first half. Scored 14. She was our early candidate for Applebee's and Farmington player of the game, but you've got some other nice candidates now as well. McWilliams, Lalich played a good second half, but Ree does have a double-double with four assists as well. So she's really got a nice line going and some great contributions. Jarissa Page hits the free throw. Another one coming for her. And the second free throw by Page is through as well. So Jarissa with 4 points. Mack leads by 25, 69-44. Here's a drive by Williams. Throws it to the left corner. Ben, wide open three. Missed it short. Thought she had her own rebound, but mishandled it. And then Snipes comes in, rips it off, runs the other way, and gets fouled by Lalich on her way to the hole. I'm not sure exactly how you – second foul on Lalich, by the way. I'm not sure how you solve this problem. Well, I have my own ideas, but anyway – what Mineral Area College has maybe not even been exposed of, but the Knights have shown a little more scrap from time to time in not giving up on those rebounds. As Snipes hits the free throw, 6 points for Snipes, and now seven as she knocks them both in. But Mineral Area College has been in good rebounding position several times, and just as they secure it, only Central comes over and just rips it away. So I guess, you know, finishing the rebound, ball security, couple those items perhaps. 6:31 remaining in the fourth, and 69-46. Mineral Area College by 23. Turnaround jumper by Daniels. Return to sender. Littleford rejects that shot. They throw it up to Silva. Silva's runner won't fall. Rebound tapped out, taken by Littleford. Littleford plays it into Snipes. Now we're going back outside, head of the circle, Page. Page works it over to the right wing, Silva. Silva just inside of the free throw line. Crazy tough runner, 13-foot air ball, and Mack will have it back. Our next ladies broadcast coming up on Saturday. Mack will be off for 6 days. And then on Saturday, it's John A. Logan. We'll have that broadcast, and then we'll go right to the men's broadcast after that next Saturday. Now, our next men's broadcast is going to be on Wednesday. Elena Daniels just threw away Deja Snipes. Well, that'll be the fourth personal on Elena Daniels. Not even sure if Elena necessarily meant to do that, but she turned into Snipes, and then Snipes went tumbling down. So the fourth one on Elena. 69-46. Mack by 23. Only Central basketball here. Work with it in the half court. Silva pushes it down to the right corner for Page. Triple won't go. And then Lalich goes right over the back of Weaver for the rebounds. Natalia has her third personal foul. 5:46 remaining in the fourth. 69-46. Mack, Ree Papa going to re-enter. Lalich is out. McWilliams in. And Elena Daniels checks out as well. A 19-1 run in the second quarter. Really pretty well the difference in this ball game. Mack had a good surge at the end of the third frame as well. And then this fourth quarter has just been a little back and forth. Mack led by 21 at the end of the third. Pushed that margin up to as many as 27 in the fourth quarter. First free throw up and through, and the second one is also in by Kim Weaver. 8 points for Weaver. 5:40 remaining in the fourth, and 69-48. It's Mack by 21. Here's McWilliams on the right wing. Plays it to the head of the circle. That's for Sorrell. Sorrell looking underneath. Ree Papa trying to post. McWilliams has the ball just slapped away from her by Silva. Silva just took it right away from her. And then in the backcourt, throws it over to her teammate Paige. Paige to Silva once again. Silva looks down underneath now to Littleford. Littleford tries to muscle one up to the hoop. Ball dislodged from her and out of bounds. It goes off of Mack. As we said, the Mineral Area men will play on Wednesday against Southwestern Illinois. We'll have that one for you on the air. Only Central basketball. Snipes got the inbound. Looked to drive in the paint. Turned back around as the defense came over to help. Down to the left corner. This is Weaver with it now. Right-handed dribble back up top. Throws it back to Snipes. Snipes at the top of the key. Flares to the left side. Throws to the left corner. Weaver again. Drives to the middle. Her shot blocked out of the sky by Ruby Benn. And Mineral Area College has it now. Throw it up the floor to McWilliams. McWilliams with the left-hand drive. Off the window, misses the shot. Rebound tapped over to Ree Papa, who punches it off the window for two. And Rian Papa has 16 points. And either 12 now or 13 rebounds and four assists. Great line for Ree. And the Cardinals on top by 23. 71-48. 4:45 remaining in the fourth. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
We broadcast from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth here at Three Rivers College. Congratulations to the cross-country teams. They're Division III national champions, and they're going to have a celebration for them 2 o'clock in the Hall of Fame room on the Mineral Area College campus tomorrow. So I'll be there. Look forward to seeing you there as well to help celebrate with the Mineral Area College cross-country team. There's a drive by the Lady Knights. They fire it down underneath to Jarissa Page. Page is fouled on the shot attempt. So she goes to the free throw line for two. And Page throws up the first one and rattles it off the side of the rim. Jarissa played last year for this team. 2.8 points and about a rebound and a half for her last year during her freshman season. The second one is through. And 5 points for Jarissa in today's ball game. Rangi Brown and Kiana Williams kind of running that two-headed point guard for Mack right now. Sorrels sets the screen for Williams. Williams throws it over to Ben. Ben driving along the baseline, fires it back out to Williams, who sets her feet for a three and busts it through. Kiana Williams has her first three-point make today and her first three-point make of the season. And another great assist by Ruby Benn. Now Ruby steals it. And Ruby's dribbling it across the half-court stripe. 74-49 Mack. Ruby tries to drive around the left baseline. But she's stripped of it this time. But then dives down and ties up Nwanko and gets it right back for Mineral Area College. So one of the few mistakes by Benn instantly remedied by tying up Olney Central. Never stops playing. 3:52 remaining in the fourth. 74-49. Mineral Area College leading this one by 25. Largest lead has been 27 points for the Cardinals. Rangi Brown right to the bucket along the baseline. Looks for McWilliams. Can't find her there. Lobs it now. Sorrell has it. And Sorrell was held by Weaver off the inbound. So Mack will try it all again. And once again, it's Rangi Brown there. And a timeout by Coach Cuck. 3:51 remaining in the fourth. A minute pause on KREI. Mack on top, 74-49.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
We've got Andrew on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Andrew, the fall season is here. This is a great time to come shopping at Midwest Sports, isn't it?
It sure is. Fall is a great time to get into the power sports industry. Polaris has their factory authorized clearance, rebates up to $1,500, great financing options. We also carry Can-Am, Suzuki, and Kawasaki.
Stop by and see Andrew today. He's at Midwest Sports Center. They're right off Highway 67 in Farmington.
Mineral Area College timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll have the job at Patsy's in Park Hills. Mac leading 74-49 on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Rangy Brown to put it in play. Finds Kiana Williams in the right corner. Kiana head of the circle to Ben. Back to Rangy Brown. Enter it underneath McWilliams. McWilliams does a great job of getting the bucket. Uses that offhand. The old swim move. And then lays it off the window on the other side. Terrific play by Mason McWilliams, 15 points for her, and 76-49. Mineral Area College has matched its largest lead of the game. Mid-post jumper, right side by Nwanko. That one's missed. Rangy Brown hauls in the rebound, and then a frustration foul by Nwanko after that. And we'll walk down and shoot some free throws. Rangy Brown shooting the free throws coming up. Rihanna with 6 points. In this ball game, she had two yesterday on a pair of free throws. She hit her first field goal today. Rihanna is 4-for-8 from the foul line today and now make it 4-of-9. She's missed 5 free throws and 9 chances today. 3:23 remaining in the fourth quarter, 76-49. And Mineral Area College has controlled this game ever since a 19-1 run in the second quarter. Rangy Brown hits the free throw, so now 5-of-10, and she's got 7. And 77-49, Mineral Area College stretching that largest margin. Top of the key, Page dribbles it left wing. The Mineral Area College pack defense not allowing her to get down to the lane. Throw it down to the right corner to Silva. Work it back outside to Chloe Hughes in the ballgame for the first time. She launches a 3. Misses that one. Rangy Brown does a nice job hustling after the rebound. They fire it up ahead to Kiana Williams. And Kiana is fouled as she tried to corral the basketball. That foul going against Snipes. So Kiana Williams goes to the free throw line with a chance to put Mac on top by 30 points. Yesterday, it was a 34-point victory for Three Rivers over Olney Central. Kiana Williams misses the free throw. And Mac on top right now by 28. Kiana Williams 2-for-5 at the free throw line. Makes the second one. And 6 points for Key. Averaged 6.5 points a game last year. And Kiana Williams with 6 points today. She had 5 yesterday coming off of injury. And a beautiful crossover dribble that time by Ariana Silva. She got rid of the defenders. And then shot up a running floater along the left baseline after that. Here's a drive by Sorrell down the right side of the lane and turned it over. She got airborne in the midst of some defense and thought she was going to be able to get up that running shot along the right side of the lane, but was not able to do so and just lost it out of bounds. 78-51. Mineral Area College leading it by 27 points. Largest lead has been 29 just moments ago. Olney Central basketball. And Olney Central works it down to the right corner for Chloe Hughes. She's tied up by Kiana Williams for a moment. Ball squirts out of bounds. I think they say that Key touched it last. Yeah. So Olney will have it along that far sideline. Only Central plays it into Silva. She's out between the circles. Throws a left-handed pass to Page. Page now dribbles back to the right wing outside of the arc and works it back to Silva at the top of the key. Silva drives right down the middle of the lane and misses the runner. Rebound taken down by Sorrell. And she throws some elbows. One of the only Central players is down and hurt after that elbow. And now here's McWilliams. Drives left of the lane. Hits the left side runner. But the official, after not blowing the whistle, eventually does. And apparently it's going to be a foul called. And now the only Central player will get some attention right here. I can't see who's down on the floor by Olney Central. Now I do. It's Ariana Silva. The foul, by the way, for the Lady Knights goes on Chloe Hughes. And it was really one of those plays as Angela Sorrell grabbed the rebound. She brought the rebound down and then did swing the elbows, but she did not swing the elbows after catching the rebound, bringing it down, and then bringing the elbows up. Rather, it was a situation where as she brought the rebound down, she pivoted and swung the elbows as she was bringing it down. And so was no real intent there to try to connect that elbow with someone, but did in an unintentional manner. So 2:03 remaining here in the fourth quarter as Silva comes over to the sideline, and she'll get some attention by the training staff here. 78-51, Mineral Area College on top big here as Mason McWilliams goes to the free throw line. She was our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game yesterday, and she's a good candidate for the honor today as well. Leading scorer is Lalich with 18. And that first free throw is in by McWilliams, so she's got 16 points, and she misses the second one. Three free throws, I'm sure, will be an emphasis coming off of this game as Mack leads by 28, but left a lot of points out there on missed free throws. 79-51, left side three, Kiana Williams blocking that shot of Hughes and diving out of bounds and saving it back in. Good play by Paige right there. Paige now has it on the right wing to the head of the circle, snipes. 1:40 remaining in regulation. A pass high low, Kiana Williams just touched it. There was no only central player in sight, but Kiana tried to steal it and got her fingertips on it before it went out of bounds. So only Central will have it back. Left of the bucket along the baseline. Deja Snipes puts it in play to the left wing, Page. Page throws a running hook shot up from 12 feet. Misses that one. Sorrell grabs the rebound, and Rangi now will bring it across the timeline. 1 minute and 22 seconds remaining in our ball game. Mack just trying to roll the time off this clock and improve to 2-0 on the year. Ben has it on the left wing. McWilliams posting. She's on the right low block. Now here's Williams at the free throw line. A bouncer to McWilliams in the left corner. 5 on the shot clock. Over to the right side, Kiana Williams. 3-2. Kiana throws up the runner. Has it. Her shot blocked by Nwanko. And the shot clock violation against Mineral Area College. 79-51. Mack going to win this one, going away, and improved to 2-0 on the season. Mack got a pretty big lead yesterday, 15 points, was able to hold off a strong charge from Southeast Illinois, who cut the lead to 1 on two different occasions. Today, when they built that big lead, there was a little push by Olney Central, but then Mack came back strong and put it in the rearview mirror. Turnaround jumper by Nwanko, misses the shot, fouled by Ben. Ruby slaps her on the hand and says, hey, no harm intended right there. I think that maybe that's the fourth on Ben. Ruby didn't score today. It's 47 seconds left, but still feel like she contributed to the win. Some assists, some strong defense. Nwanko hits the free throw. 7 points for Stephanie Nwanko. And the second free throw by her missed off the side of the iron. Mack has the rebound. Seems like Sorrell has grabbed every rebound here in the fourth quarter. And 41 seconds remaining in our contest. Ben works with it, left wing, trying to eat some space. Sorrell, left low block. Instead, it's a pass to Williams on the right wing. They work it back out to Rangi Brown. 9 on the shot clock. Rangi Brown drives and kicks it back out to Sorrell. 17-footer straight on, misses the shot. And only Central has the rebound. Marshall Howard in the ballgame for the first time, a sophomore from Evansville, Indiana. And now on the right wing, this is Snipes with 8 seconds left. To Howard, top of the key. Ben continues to play that defense, tries to slap it away. A drive by Snipes, work it back outside. Three-pointer at the buzzer by Jarissa Page goes through. And the final score, Mineral Area College 79 and Olney Central 55. Your Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up.
Join the Jefferson County YMCA for our annual Thanksgiving Day 5K. Hi, this is Shelley Otek. Burn some calories before your holiday festivities begin with this fun run walk. The YMCA 5K is open to all ages, so bring the whole family. Contact the Y at 636-931-9622 for more information or to register today. So join the fun Thanksgiving Day for our annual run at the Jefferson County Family YMCA.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Henry plays it to Lalich, left wing, now to Papa, middle of the lane. Papa down to the left corner, Henry back out, Lalich, open three. Yes, ma'am! Natalia Lalich with two threes in the midst of this 17-1 run. And the Cardinals lead by 13, 36-23. And that's for Gilster Mary Lee, play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses, call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. That three coming in the midst of what ended up being a 19-1 run that gave Mineral Area College a 15-point cushion, and they built on it from there. Mack wins 79-55 over Olney Central to improve to 2-0 on the year. Thanks for joining us for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home in Ludington. Going to check out our stat sheet now. First of all, let's go over the scoring. For Olney Central, they get 7 from Deja Snipes. DeAndrea Hunter scores 1. Kim Weaver at 8. Ariana Silva with 11. Allie Wills scored 6. 6 for Kyla Reed. Stephanie Nwanko had 7 and 8 points for Jarissa Page. Mineral Area College gets 8 points from Angela Sorrell. Taisha Mitchell scores 3. Mason McWilliams had 16. Kiana Williams with 6. Natalia Lalich leading all scorers with 18 points. And Lalich got that 3-point stroke going a little bit today, 3 out of 8. Rihanna Rangi Brown scored 7. 3 for Shanti Henry, 2 for Elena Daniels. And we were going with Rion Papa as our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Ree led the Cardinals in rebounding today with 15 points. And as the center on this team, she also led the Cardinals in assists with 4 of them, tied with Ruby Ben. So great, great game by Ree Papa, 6-for-9 from the field, 4-for-6 from the free throw line during a day where Mineral Area College was not good from the free throw line. Shot 52%, 21 out of 40. Max shot all right, though, from the field, 45%. They were 26 out of 58 and then made a third of their threes, 6 out of 18. The Cardinals were able to hold the Lady Knights to just miserable shooting, 21.9%, and went 6 for 41 in the second half. Only made 4 3-pointers on 21 tries for 19%. And only Central did make 19 free throws on 28 tries for 68% there. Mack turned the ball over 15 times, 18 for only Central. 17 assists for the Cardinals versus only 7 for the Lady Knights. So Mack wins the game, and, well, as you heard right there, they win the stat sheet as well. And our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game, Rion Papa. Applebee's of Farmington doing good in the neighborhood. We'll continue with your post-game show, your Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll talk with Briley Palmer coming up right after this.
Fleeg's Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Coon, and many more. Fleeg's Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleeg's Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Ledington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Briley Palmer joining us on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show as the Mineral Area College Cardinals improve to 2-0, and they win going away over Olney Central 79-55. Coach wanted to talk about a stretch in the second quarter. Sometimes during games it all comes together and seemed like the defense came together, the shooting came together, and you shared the ball really well. You went on a 19-1 run right there to create a 15-point cushion, and they never really did threaten you after that. What happened there? What'd you see there? What'd you like there?
Well, you know, we just said right in the locker room that we're going to give an award every game that goes to someone who listens. And, you know, when we're doing the things that we do every day in practice, just little things, jumping to the ball, getting in front of the post, little things like that, we're good. But then when we don't, it's just, I don't know, I'm in a mixture of it because it's all things that we can do better and that we're going to get better at, and it's easy fixes. It's not, you know, astronomical. So I just think that when they're clicking, like you said, with the 19-1 run, we're fine. I don't know if it's just the combination of how we're subbing yet or whatnot that maybe gets us rockier later on or what, but it's early, and I don't know. A win's a win.
I know the first thing, I have the stat sheet here, and the first thing that you looked at, and it's something that I talked about in the third quarter, is the amount of offensive rebounds that you gave up to Olney Central. That and probably free throws or
yes.
Maybe, I don't know, a couple things that,
yes,
that you look at there.
Yes, they 18 offensive rebounds is way too many. And our free throw percent, you know, every year we have a free throw chart implemented that starts the first day of school and ends the last. And it's not happening, I guess, because there's no way we would shoot this poorly. We never shoot this poorly with any of our teams. So we're going to get to the drawing board on that and the rebounding. It's just a lot of offside stuff. So our girls aren't ready until the ball comes in. And, they're all fixable mistakes.
In terms of rebounding, though, I went with Ree Papa as our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. She scored 16. Briley, she pulled down 15 rebounds. And as your center, she led you in assists with 4. I mean, she was really good.
Yeah. Ree's coming along. I'm really hard on her because she's showing what she can do now, but she's even that much better. So I don't as good as she was today, there's even a better side of her that she could be a big-time threat in the Region 16, and we need that from her. We need to establish that inside person instead of her getting back to her old ways and kind of going quiet for a little bit and then, you know, back and forth. So,
is it encouraging to know that you can come in here and win by 24 and see so many things to say we're going to get better at, though?
Exactly. Yes. You're so right. It's a makes practice and preparing for practice fun that, you know, we see these little things, and just with little tweaks and stuff. You know, we're not having to think outside the box, what are we going to do? We can't guard. We can't do all this. But, no, with this, it's just little things that we can tweak and we can show on film tomorrow and hopefully let the girls see that and see how easily they can be fixed.
Don't play for about a week, huh?
Yeah.
Coming up John next Saturday, yeah.
Yep, next Saturday at home. It'll be our only home November game. So.
Who's making the schedule?
I know. Coach will blame it on me.
Congrats on the win.
Thanks, Chad.
You betcha. Bradley Palmer joining us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show as the Mineral Area College Cardinals victorious in both of their games here at the Three Rivers Shootout. Today they knock off Olney Central 79-55. My thanks to Jack Sadler back in the studio engineering and operating our game today. I'm Chad Speaker saying I hope your home team did well today. Now I'm going to go join mine.